right. You know that head, what was that on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, the Night at the Roxbury head bob.
Yeah, when they bob their head like that.
I think I do that like every time they play this yep. for you.
I know, same here. Yep, every time. How the heck are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good this week.
Are you enjoying the weather we've been having, even though it's been a bit windy, but...
I have been enjoying the weather. The wind is just makes me so annoyed. I've said this before, like, my yard catches all the trash from the high school up the street. So every day, I go out and I come away with, like, two full handfuls of trash.
Jeez.
Like, including, you know, like, the little juice cups they give out in the cafeterias.
Oh, really?
I get all those.
You should just go and put it on the front steps of the school.
I know.
There. It came from you and your kidlins.
It looks like there's a 14-year-old who just shuffles into my yard every night and just unloads his backpack in my bushes.
Wow. That's unreal. That's really crazy. Too bad you don't have a dog of that. You can just pick it up. Okay. Yeah. So you don't have to bend over. They'll just pick it up and give it to you and not eat whatever was in there.
That's a good trick.
Yeah. Pick it up. You can teach a dog that to pick up their toys. First, you got to name the toys and then teach them how to pick it up and then where to put it. It's a 3-stage thing. So it can be possible. This week is my down week, you know, during the winter, but we have not had a winter, that I have a bye week, you know, so that in case I, you know, classes, we get snowed out or iced out or whatever, I have to cancel a class and then I have to bump it out a week. So mm-hmm. this is what I call my bye week, whereas, you know, had I had to have cancel the last sessions, you know, type thing that, so I've had a couple private lessons and stuff like that, but, you know, I don't have classes. And so, you know, I've been getting a lot of stuff done around the house, but yesterday I'm like, I am so sick of looking at my house and the stuff I need to do. It's like, I'm out of here. I had a private lesson in the morning and said, have you ever gone to the bead rock shop in Taylor's Falls?
No, I don't go out to Taylor's Falls much.
Oh, you should, because it really is pretty. I'm not into cliffing and that, but it mm-hmm. is kind of cool to look at the way the river is there. I take that boat excursion that's out of Taylor's Falls, which is really a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and so I decided, I called up a couple of my friends, busy, finding one. My one friend, Barb, she said, oh, yeah, I'll go. And all it is that every rock you ever want to know in your whole history of your whole life is there. And, you know, they have rocks for moods, for losing weight, crystal. It gives you the meaning of all these things, you know what I mean, type mm-hmm. thing. Then it has a lot of jewelry, the people that have made jewelry and sell it there. Or if you want to make your own jewelry, they got everything. Or if you want to, you know, it's got the beads that you want to do put together. You know, it's just, you have a headache when you walk out of there because there's so much stuff to look at. So we went there. And then we walked down a couple stores, and there's this old, where you walk in there, it's an ice cream shop, and then you can get pizza and hot dogs, but it's like you walk back in time. My favorite buddy was there, the old horse that you put a dime in, and you get on, and it feels like it's running, you know, and it has a big sign on it, only for children. It's like, rats, it's a dollar to ride it now. And they got pinball machines and that. And then they had one of my favorite ice creams. I wasn't going to get ice cream, but it's like, have you tried the lemon bar ice cream?
No, like I don't think so, but that's like right up your alley.
Oh, and it's like you're eating a lemon bar. It's like...
like lemon curd and shortbread in it?
Yes. Yeah. It is just... oh. So I had to have one of those. And then I'm very fussy. I don't want like a monstrous scoop, you know, of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, I just want your trial. What's your trial scoop? Is it just one nice scoop? Then I'm perfectly fine.
There's a place called Nelson's.
Oh, hey, yeah, been there.
That's too much.
Been there. In fact, they didn't know what to charge me because I said, I just want one scoop. Real, one scoop. Not your children's version. I know what your children's version is. No, don't want that. I want it lower than that. Do you have a dog scoop? And she just
charge her for a pup cup.
She just looked at me like, but then I said, just charge me what a small cone is. I don't care. I'm the one asking for this. You're saving money. You're saving ice cream.
That place was so popular when I was in high school. And every time they suggested it, I'd just be like, ugh, no.
Yeah, no. It's just, yeah. Last year we went there 3 times. I think we talked about this when the grandkids were here.
Mm-hmm.
I let them have the experience of getting, you know, a child's scoop. And it was, and that day was really warm. I mean, our table was one big river of ice cream. It was melting so fast, and the kids were getting upset. I can't eat it like this. I can't smell dinner. They were just having a meltdown. It's just like, don't worry. I just wanted you to take home experience of that. Next time, you'll do like Grandma. See Grandma's coat? And I get to eat it all and didn't melt on myself. But that's why, yeah, lemon bar. That was very good. There's another one, and there's a couple different ones out there, banana ice cream. And there's one of the banana ice creams that is just superb. And there's one that is, yeah, not so much. And I don't remember which maker makes what, but oh, I love banana ice cream too.
I should bring you some. We have an ice cream maker, and one of my favorite flavors to do is I do a banana caramel, like a homemade banana caramel, and just mix that into the base. Oh, it's good.
Yeah, no, I just, you know, I love ice cream, but I just can't eat too much of it because then I get the toots.
A little lactose intolerant.
Yep. So I know how to manage myself so that I don't, that doesn't happen. So anyway, at least not smelly. It's just loud. But anyway, okay. Hopefully you guys got some great questions for me, Nate. One subject I want to tackle today, because it's really kind of getting underneath my skin, is dogs. Dogs, when you send your dog to be boarded and trained, when you send your dogs to be boarded and trained, I want to discuss that, and I want you to think hard about what I say. So I want to talk about that today, because I could be very rich if I did that. But you know what? I have a conscience, unlike some people. And so I want to discuss the pros, the cons. Well, there's really not much pros, but anyway, just to get you to think about it before you do that, okay? And then let's see what else. Oh, I've got classes coming up this week. Now it's MEA week and it's spring break week. And this March is usually traditionally pretty slow. But in case you need some beginner one classes, I have one starting on Tuesday and I have one starting on Wednesday. You can go to my website, check it out, see if that works for you. Just $6 a class. You can go to the letter K, letter T, letter K, number 9.com, KTK9.com. Or better yet, go to mytalk1071.com and just click. And then that's where you can get all my podcasts. So if you're driving and you hear something and you can't write it down, just go to the podcast on mytalk1071.com. So anyway, and by the way, that's about it. There wasn't that. Downtown Taylor's Falls was just, it was just nice. But there wasn't much going on. And unfortunately, just like everything, there's one of the major restaurants. It used to be called the Chisago House. Great food. Oh, it was good. And it was kind of like a dining room experience. Mm-hmm. You know, where you sat in tables and stuff. They didn't have many booths, but it was just... Anyway, and then they had the what do you want to call it? The cafe bar, you know, where you could sit on a stool. You know what I mean? And eat, yeah. And anyway, and that closed. That closed about a year ago. And I was hoping that when we got there, did it yesterday, that somebody bought it and opened it. But no, nah. There's motorcycles out. There were 6 motorcycles parked on the main drag.
That's not surprising. Yep. I mean, it's just the restaurant industry is brutal for those tourist towns. Oh. Same thing's happening in Ely as well.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's just hard. It's hard to keep staff. It's hard to justify the cost with the down season.
Yep. That's very true. Very true. Ely, I used to, I call her my other child. Katie worked up there and lived up there for, I think, 8 years. And she bartended one of the bars up there. And she was saying the same thing.
I probably know. Was it the steakhouse?
I don't remember what the bar was. But anyway, so she said the same thing. You know, it's just really hard for a small town to survive an off season. Mm-hmm. And then there again, keep the help. Because you don't really, you know, you got to downsize because you don't have much customers. And those, your good help then finds other places. And yeah, well, it is what it is. Oh, well, hopefully you got good questions for me. Give me a holler. 651. Keep me working today. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Okay. One of the riddles. What do dogs get after they graduate from obedience school? What do dogs get after they graduate from obedience school? We'll be back. Hello. Thanks for tuning in to the KDK9 show. Remember, I'm your nooner. Every Sunday, noon to two. So hopefully you'll give me a call if you got questions for me. Okay, what do dogs get after they graduate from obedience school?
A treat and a diploma?
Ready? This is clever. Yeah. I had to read it 2 times for it to sink in. They're masters.
They're masters.
okay, their master's degree. I know, but I had to really like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's
funny. And all
funny.
Of a sudden it's like, oh, I get it. So their master's after they graduate. And every dog should go through some kind of obedience school because you know what? If you talk to any trainer, we're not training the dogs. We're training the owners. And that's why every owner should get organized so that even the simplest things become easy to understand your dog more. Okay, let's head to the phone lines.
First up, we have Robin, who wants tips on bringing her dog to someone else's house, and it's still working on jumping on people.
Ooh. Hi there. How you doing?
Robin, can you hear us?
Oh, sorry. Oh. I thought you said a different name. Oh.
Hello. Hi. What kind of pupper do you got?
Well, here's my question, Katie. You can tell me if this is a bad question, but these are dogs that are owned by a family member, and we visit pretty often.
Okay.
But they're not really trained dogs, and my question for you is, as a visitor, what can you do about dogs that jump? I know.
Okay, well, there is an easy way if the people don't mind it. What you do is you go armed with a spray bottle set on stream filled with water. Okay. And when the dog goes to, you know, here comes the dog. Don't wait till the dog is on you. Okay.
Yep.
You can see he's coming and he's thinking about it. Just give a deep growl and blast him in the face and go wrong. Okay. And it's going to stop the dog like, whoa, what just happened here? Okay. And then if he continues, because he hasn't touched you yet, so you can't say off or down, all right? Okay. Now, if he gets past that and he is on you, then you give him a growl, blast him in the face with the water, and then say down or off. Ask them, what is their word? When your dog is on something, is it down or off? So you're using the same word,
okay?
And so then as soon as the dog gets off, just don't say good girl, don't say good boy, then you're going to get war again, because that's just like, recess, we get to do it again. When the dog, you know, gets off, just call me, say thank you, and ignore the dog. Don't look at him, don't touch him, don't do anything at that point. Okay, and then just start going into the house. And if the dog is following you and thinking about it, watch the shoulders. Dogs can't just jump. Their shoulders dip before they fly. Okay? And so that's what you have to do is watch the body language. If he's trotting along, he's fine. But all of a sudden, you'll see a slight dip, and he's thinking about flying. And then what you can do, let's say the dog's behind you, throw it in reverse and just give a deep growl. So you bump him off of you. You know what I mean? Just throw it in reverse if he's behind you or to the side, you know, a little bit to the side, but yet still behind. But if the dog is coming at you, you know what I mean? Then you can, wrong. You know what I mean? Where it stops the dog in the tracks. Okay, and then just say thank you. And don't look at him. Side profile is a calming signal. Don't look directly at him. Look at him and then glance away. Look at him and then glance away. All right?
Okay.
As long as as long as the people that have the dogs don't mind you doing that, that's great. Okay, because you can control it with you when you're around. Now, what would be better if those people know you're coming over, that they put the dogs on a leash, and then they stand on the leash. Like, well, it depends. Because, you know, when you stand on the leash, where you don't pin the dog to the ground, where the dog is standing, the head is slightly dipped. But if they sit, the collar goes loose. Or if they lay, the collar goes loose. But if they try to lurch out at you, they correct themselves. Okay?
Because, I'm really glad you said that. That's very helpful. Because these guys can jump. One of these pups, that little guy can jump 4 feet up. I mean, he's really up there high.
Yep.
And I'm afraid. I'm not afraid of them. They're not.
Right.
They're not mean dogs or anything. But
no.
They're just not trained.
It's obnoxious.
Okay.
It's what it is. And so just tell
obnoxious.
Yeah, and tell them if you don't want me to blast in your dog, then put a leash on when I come over and then just stand on the leash. You know, not like I say, don't pin them to the ground. But see, now if the dog tries to jump up on them or out at you, they correct themselves. You want a 6-foot leash. Otherwise, if you got a 4-foot leash, you're kind of bending over to the side like Quasimodo. But if you hold on to a 6-foot leash, then you can stand straight while you're standing on the leash. But the biggest thing is don't pin them to the ground. It's just whereas if they try to jump out, up or out, they can't. And so then, or what you can do is that when you come over, bring your own leash. You know, you just got jumped on, but quick step on, you know, hook the leash on and then step on it.
Oh, they're like at the door. They're just like waiting.
Yeah.
And then they go crazy nuts for about 20 minutes and then they're over it. But in the meantime, you get jumped on big time.
Yeah. And what kind of dogs are they?
One's a little Boston. He's the one that can jump
high. Yeah, yeah.
And the other one's a pug type, so he's kind of a big, looks like a big chicken nugget.
Looks like a sausage, does he?
Yes, totally. Yeah.
And see, what you could try to impress on them, okay, to make this be a little bit better and maybe have them put more effort into it, is because that boss can jump so high, it's a question of what's going to happen is that he's going to blow out an ACL or come land wrong and break a leg. Okay. Everybody's kind of like, oh, wow, look at how high. But I don't want my dog jumping like that because it's just, especially most people nowadays have wooden floors or laminate floors. They don't have rugs.
Yes, they do.
And so then they slip and all of a sudden now, and you know, their legs are regularly very thin. Okay. And so that's why if they jump wrong, he can, like I say, blow an ACL. He can come down wrong and break a leg or pop. Like his hip out or his AC, I can't think of the exact word for it. The elbow, back elbow, pop it out. So there's a lot of things that can go wrong.
Very interesting.
Yep. And so if they choose
because he has acted not real recently, but he'll really, squeal and he'll act like he's got a leg hurting.
Yep. He might have already done some damage, is what he's done. And so it's really advantageous to them to put that leash on when they know anybody's coming over so they can step on it so the dog doesn't start jumping. Because, and why would...
leash is smart.
Yeah. And so anyway...
They've had these guys, they have tried with these guys with those collars that, like, give you a shock.
Oh, no.
Really made me very sad. I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea.
That's the e-collars, electronic collars, and too many people are using them in the wrong places. The only place I would ever use an electronic collar, if the dog is ranging, let's say, he's out 20 feet and you're trying to call him in and he says, screw you. Then it's like, okay.
You're right.
Then, but that's the only time I would ever use an e-collar.
I wondered what your opinion was.
Yeah, and too many people are using the e-collars, whereas knock it off, zing, knock it off, sit. Zing, down, zing. They're
awful.
Using it for the, and they're not building a relationship with the dog. They're not teaching the dog words and what they mean. And what happens is that the dog now is working out of fear that he's going to get a zing instead of learn words and what they mean.
That's totally right.
Yep. So that you can stop them the dog should like, fine. Okay. But the thing is that the e-collars are being, about 6 months ago, somebody asked me about what e-collars are out there that I recommend. And I'm like, I haven't really looked at them for a long time. So I went online and, on Amazon, and my jaw just dropped. The last time I looked at them was, eons. But anyway, the amount, everybody is making an e-collar now. And it's just like,
really?
People, knock it off. I get dogs that come through my class.
Really mean.
I get dogs that come to my class. I could tell right away who's used the e-collar and who's used treats. And there's a difference between the dog's demeanor. But the thing is that right away I'll say, you use an e-collar, haven't you? I said, let's like throw that in the drawer. Okay.
You can see it.
Yes. Because the thing is that there's the demeanor in the dog. The dog, with treats is looking for at your pockets, not at you. And the dog that's using an e-collar, they avoid their owners. They avoid the glance. They don't look at them like, can I do something for you? They're almost kind of like, I got to get out of here. Got to get out of here. Okay. And so there's a whole different demeanor. The dog isn't being trained from his heart where what can I do for you? He's being trained either for the treat, bribery, and then when he's full, he ain't gonna work for you because he's full, so you take that treat, I'm done. But anyway, and then
that
with
is so interesting.
Yeah, and then with the e-collar, like I say, you can see the nervousness in the dog, and it's really, really sad. And so, I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later, too.
thank you. This is all super helpful. Those leashes, I think, are the real ticket.
All right. Okay, kiddo, thanks for your call.
Thank you very
much. Take care. Bye-bye. What? Lighter than what I am made of, more of me is hidden than is seen. What am I?
The team you picked to win the bracket is losing their first round game.
Oh, come on!
Your tax guy looks at your forms and goes,
oh boy.
Mm-mm.
Your teen daughter says she's going on spring break to Rio. There are lots of reasons to sweat in March. The only good one is a new membership at the Y. Join and use the Y by March 31st to earn a free month. Sweat smarter at ymcanorth.org.
Hello, I'm back. And hopefully you're there. Don't touch that channel. Don't touch that knobber.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial. There you go. Okay. Lighter than what I am made of, more of me is hidden than is seen. What am I? Lighter than what I am made of, more of me is hidden than is seen. What am I? I'll give you a hint. It's cold.
Ice.
And then add a little word after that.
Ice cube. This feels like something that would be easier if I saw it written down.
Okay, it's an iceberg.
An iceberg. Oh,
an
yeah.
Iceberg, lighter than what I am made of. More of me is hidden than is seen. What am I? An iceberg.
Have you seen those videos of the icebergs when they roll? They're just terrifying. Because sometimes...
What do you mean? I've seen where they drop into the...
But you know, like a lot of icebergs, they're just like floating mounds of ice where most of it's underneath.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes due to, you know, the decay of the iceberg or whatever, it will flip and it happens really slowly and like it causes a massive wave issue and it's like has sunk boats before if you don't catch it. Look up a video of it. It is super cool to see like iceberg roll.
Oh, man, I don't know. That's scary.
Yeah.
And it's again why I don't go on cruises.
No.
I don't go on airplanes because doors might fly off. I don't go on cruises. An iceberg might roll.
I feel TikTok and Instagram have made cruises look horrifying.
I am just staying home in Hugo and then coming down here. That's all. Say, did you watch a hockey tournament? Yeah, that. You walking hockey games this weekend.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, the hockey games. Tournament. There we go.
No, I live 5 minutes from XL, but no, I don't.
Really I'm not watch. Into hockey, but I love high school hockey. And I was watching the game, what was that, Friday night, when White Bear was playing. And I'm like, oh, good. White Bear's going to win. White Bear's going to, oh, no, they're going to go to a tie. Going to go to a tie. 2 seconds left, right? Okay, I grab my glass to go get a drink of water, walk in front of the TV, and everybody's going nuts. And I turn and I look. And is it Grand Rapids? I think they played. They got a goal with 2 seconds left to break the tie. So White Bear lost. I was like, excuse me, there was 2 seconds left. No brainer. We're going into overtime. And they get a goal. It's like, ah.
Yeah, you can imagine that kid who walked into the locker room afterwards, just pure MVP.
And then the last night, the championship between Edina and Chanhazen, that skating, I got to admit, boy, I don't know how those guys kept up that pace for three periods. I mean, it was bam, 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 bam. There was a lot of icing. But anyway, some more board. Or checking, I guess you want to call it. I'm not familiar with it. Because I don't... That little puck, that little thing that slides down the ice. But anyway, it was a really good game, and I was going so hard for Chanhazen. There again, it was a tie game. We're going to go into overtime. And no... What is there? I don't know. 10 seconds left, and Edina gets a goal and breaks the tie. So Edina wins once again. It's just like,
how do you really feel about it?
Well, Chanhazen hadn't been there for, I don't even know if they were there. I can't remember if this is their first time. But, you know, I mean, to be in the playoffs like that, I was really hoping for the underdog.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I didn't get, you know how they always call it, well, you probably, because you're not watching it. They talk about hockey hair, you know, for last year.
Yeah, well, I did watch it when I was in, like, high school, and I... Love going to those
games. You know, I have the mullet. Everybody's copying my mullet, you know. But anyway, so last year was a big mullet thing. But anyway, this year, some of the teams, all of them dyed their hair blonde. Okay, but I'm sorry, it was not blonde. It looked very orange.
Weird.
But all the players had orange hair on Chanhazen, you know. And then Edina, they all had dark hair, but they looked real dark. I mean, they didn't dye their hair. But there's two other teams that dyed their hair blonde. You know, when they came up to introduce them, you know, when they were introducing each individual player, here comes these blondie things. And it just kind of like, really? But oh well. I think they should have just stuck to a style or haircut instead of dyeing their hair.
I could be talking out of my butt, but I thought it was this thing that it's like a tradition to like go through a season with like a weird team haircut or hairstyle. And then you like shave it when the season's over.
Oh, is it? Oh, I have no idea. Don't ask me. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Neither of us know. This has been Katie K9 with ESPN.
Yeah. There you go. But it was a really good game. I mean, it was, I didn't even flip back and forth because the game was so fast. I was afraid if I slipped to something else that I might miss something over there.
That's how you know it's a good game.
So, yes, it was a very good game. So I tipped my hat. Congratulations, Edina. And but I was in the Chanhassen corner. I'm sorry, Chanhassen. They played an awesome game. It was, you know, at least it wasn't a skunk, you know what I mean, where it, you know, 8-0, you know, type thing. So it was really the way they were shooting and such like that, it was crazy. Okay, that's my hockey for the year until next year. Okay, where are we at?
Well, next up we have Allison, who has a bit of an older puppy who's just still biting with them nipping puppy teeth.
Oh my. Hi Allison, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling. And what kind of pupper are we talking about?
She's a rescue, so we don't know exactly what she is.
What does she kind of look like?
She looks like she could have some pit in her.
Okay, how many pounds?
She's about, she's a little over 35.
Okay, 35 pounds. Okay, and then how long have you had her?
We've had her since August.
August. And how old do you say she is?
10 months.
She's still got puppy mush brain. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so she's mouthing a lot then?
Yeah, and it's really, she's just really biting on me and my fiance.
Okay. What are you doing at the time that she's biting you? Are you wrestling with her, or what are we doing?
No, and it can come out of nowhere. It can come after a nice long walk. It can come after she's been playing outside. It can come when she's just resting and, you know, darn near out of sleep.
Okay. Okay, so what we're going to do, number one, no wrestling games, no tug-of-war games, okay? No wrestling games, no tug of war, because that teaches a dog to go up against you. And if she's got a bully breed in her, they're very pushy, you know, type thing. You teach them, you know, wrestling and tug of war, and they'll take it to the extreme. Okay, and it has to do also with what do you want to call it? You know, the personality. Some personalities are more pushy than others. You know, Breeze has specific things that they're kind of. But the big thing is that who it is. Because I know some, you know, pity mixes or whatever type thing, or bully breeds that are just very laid back and like whatever. And then I know some that are like, and bring it on, right? Okay, so what you're gonna do is get yourself a spray bottle. Okay, you can get the smaller ones like at the travel section at the big box stores. Fill it with water, set it on stream, and you're going to carry it with you. Hook it on your pant, you know, your pocket or something like that. Or like get yourself a hooded sweatshirt, stuff it in the pouch. So you always got it right with you for the first week. So then what's going to happen is that here comes the teeth. You never, ever, and this is heads up to all listeners, never, ever feel any teeth whatsoever. Never. All right. So what you're going to do is give a deep growl. You have your plant near that spray bottle filled with water, set on stream. Okay. And then you're going to blast her in the face and go, no bite. Blast, no bite. Deepen your voice, slow it down. Now, when she backs off, you're just going to call me, go, thank you. Don't say good girl. Good girl gets them all nutsy in the heads. It's like, recess, we don't have to think. Okay? You're going to be calm and steady, what you want the dog to be. Very nice. That was very nice. Thank you. Okay? And you don't have to pet her. Just a verbal, thank you. Okay? Then if she looks like she comes again, no bite. Oh, very nice. Very nice. All right, be calm. And so they'll blast in the face. Now, if she just kind of looks at you like, what? What did you do? Then you go half organic apple cider vinegar and half water. And then just aim for the nose or for the mouth. Okay? As the mouth is open, phew, no bite. As soon as she stops, thank you. Very nice. All right. And so that's what you want to do is be prepared. For the first full seven times or so, it's going to be blast. Quiet, no bite. You could also use it for barking too. But anyway, and then thank you. Okay, then after that, it's going to be no bite. And so if she backs off, thank you. But you shouldn't have to use your spray bottle too much longer where they're going to learn the word. And then if they bypass the word, then they get the correction. It's going to be, no bite. If she doesn't, then it's a blast and no bite. And then thank you. Because at first, so it's blast, no bite. All right. Then you're going to stagger it because you want the dog to learn the word. And now the consequence only comes if they blow off the word. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. And so that's what you could do. If she's going after your feet, blast, leave it. Okay. If she's barking, blast, quiet. As soon as she's quiet, thank you. Very nice. All right. But don't say good girl. From here on out, if you can get that out of your vocabulary and start just being calmer and steadier, she'll be calmer and steadier too. And she'll listen more. But if she's in high mode, like, bring it on, let's go. You know, just settle. Just settle. Just be calm. But unfortunately, when the dog starts amping it up, humans have a tendency to amp it up too. Knock it up, bad dog, blah, blah, blah. And the dog is like, let's roll. Come on. You know, you're feeding the frenzy, okay? You want to be what you want the dog to be, which is calm and steady. And, you know, start naming her toys, having her pick up, you know, things around the house, teach her tricks, teach her nose work. You know, the best book I love is Brain Teasers for Dogs. It's all nose work and it's stuff that you have around the house. And so you don't have to buy anything. You know, people go out and buy these plastic puzzles. And most dogs, if they got anything, you know, sense to them, in about 4 days, they figure it out. And it's just going through the motions really quick and then looking at you like, got something else? And so if you can keep her mind busy, then she's got, and usually the more, what do you want to call it? It is an antagonistic dog, you know, kind of pushy at you, the smarter they are and they're bored. They're trying to get something from you because they're bored out of their gourd. So what you can do is if you start teaching tricks, doing nose work, you know, Google, I want to teach my dog to say the prayers. I want to teach my dog to roll over. You do one trick and if there's somebody else in the house, assign them a different trick. So you're teaching two different things to this dog. Now the dog is going to be more calmer and steadier because it mentally is being drained. They have to think. You know, why do people, you know, my brother used to run marathons. He would stop by the house and after running to grandma's, he'd, you know, put his feet up, have a glass of water, a lemonade, and then eventually a beer. But anyway, and then after about sitting for an hour and, you know, talking, he'd say, oh, what do you need done? I'm like, well, you can, you know, rake some leaves or you can cut the lawn. Oh, sure. No problem. I said, you just ran a marathon, 26 miles. He says, yeah, so? I said, so? But anyway, the thing is that because he was physically tired, all he needed to do was sit down, relax for a little bit, and then he's ready to go. Okay, can you hold on? We got to run for break, so hold on and we'll discuss this more. All right?
Sure.
Don't hang up. All right, okay?
Thanks.
What has a neck but no head? What has a neck but no head? We'll be back. That is way cool that they're going to do a thing for Ian. I did not. This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, and you and so, me both.
Yeah, that is, he was one. I still can't believe he's gone. Because like I said, what was he, 63? For Petey's sakes?
Mm-hmm.
And, I both him and Marjorie, I just am in awe of. They're just this. You know, some people, and you see this on TV or radio, you know, what they sound like or are like on the radio or TV, then you get behind the scenes and it's like, yeah, run. Not a nice person. And Marjorie and Ian were just as genuine on the air as they were, you know, as they are in person. Just very, and you couldn't get away from Ian without a hug. And he always hugged you very hard. It's like, okay, I got it.
Imagine making up at 5 a.m. with your spouse every day to do a show together and still loving each other.
Yeah, exactly. I just can't imagine what Margie's going through because those two were truly two peas in a pod.
They're incredible people.
Okay, what has a neck but no head?
A guitar.
Ooh, that could be one.
A guitar has a neck.
That's true. So that could be another answer for this. The other answer is a bottle.
Well, there you go.
So we'll put guitar with it. a guitar or a bottle. That was very good. Very
I'm
well
sure you could find some other ones if you think hard enough.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah, that's the thing with these. You can come up with other ones. Same with some of those riddles and stuff like that. So, anyway. Okay, we're back to Allison. Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so we were talking to my brother, you know, running marathons and then sitting down in about an hour ready to go to work, okay? Okay, so because what he did is he tired his muscles out, okay, body-wise. Okay, now, why do people read a book before they go to bed? They're concentrating on the plot, the words. Pretty soon they're down to one eye, and then all of a sudden, morning, and they didn't move a muscle. What they did is drain their brain, right? And that's what, unfortunately, too many people try to, they over-exercise their dogs to try to get that out of them, you know, to get some of that energy out of them. And all it does is build an athlete that, you know, used to take 5 blocks to tucker them out. Now you're doing 10 blocks. All of a sudden you're doing miles and miles to try to tucker this dog out. And all you've done is build an athlete. So if you want to drain their dog's energy level, you want to drain their brain through teaching, whether it's obedience, tricks, nose work, you know, naming toys. There's so much to do. And the smarter the dog, the more they get bored if you don't have an array of different things, okay? And so and by picking at you with the teeth, it's like, hey, it's like goating you, okay? Come on, let's do something. Come on, let's do something. Rah, 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 rah. Okay, first of all, you're going to let them know that's unacceptable to do to me. And so it's going to be, ah, blast, no bite. All right? Then now you're going to start thinking, get a program going in your head. You got 5 minutes, teach a trick. You got 10 minutes, teach a trick. Don't do anything longer than 10 minutes, you know, as far as teaching nose work, tricks, whatever type thing. Now, your walks, you can go for any amount of walk you want, but then just don't go for a straight line. Zigzag. Do figure eights. So we're kind of, whoa, where are you going? Where are you going? You know, and then in my book, when you're walking, the dogs should be walking with their head up. Anytime the nose goes to the ground as you're walking, that's where the brain is. You could drop the leash and go the other way, and the dog's like, huh? Oh, well, I'm on a scent here. I'm going to go. Okay, so that's why when you are in motion, the dog should walk politely at your side. Okay, and then at any time during your walk, you can stop and say, check it out. Let him do the dog sniffies or whatever he is, and then call him back in. And now we're walking together as a team. So now you're making him think. Hold a thought. Here, I'm walking with my mom. We got this. So by doing little things like that, now you're draining the brain. Mentally, he's going to be calmer and steadier. He's going to start looking to you for direction, and he's going to be a lot less goaty to you. Does that make
sense? Fabulous. Yes.
Okay, so that's what we got to do is drain the brain, not the paws, all right?
What was that book called?
It's called Brain Teasers.
Brain Teasers.
For dogs, and it's by Soderman, Sonderman. Soderman.
Thank you.
It's about $14. And then, like I say, you can go to YouTube and look up tricks. That costs you nothing. You know, say, I want to teach my dog to say the prayers. And then there'll probably be 10 of them. So you look at them and see which one looks easy. Right? But that's the whole thing. By input, you're going to calm this dog down, steady it out. And then, like I say, if the dog gets obnoxious, you go into a whisper. Hey, wrong. And don't stare at the dog. Glance at the dog. Turn your head sideways. Because remember, a side profile to the dog is a calming signal. Then glance back. Turn your head sideways, then glance back. And once the dog settles down, all right, very nice. All right, sometimes you got to put a leash on and just sit on the leash and ignore the dog. Don't look at him, don't touch him, don't talk to him, just ignore him. They try to come up, lean forward and bump him with your arms. Ah, wrong. Okay, and then sit back in your chair. So teach the dog to calm themselves down. Everybody works so hard at trying to de-energize them, the dog doesn't know how to calm down. And then pretty soon by over-exercising, overextending, like whipping the ball and stuff, all of a sudden we got hip problems and ACL problems. And the ACLs now, I believe they're about $8,000. And the thing is when you do one, you better save up because in a year you're doing the next one. And so that's why not get, don't even get the dog to that point by overextending them. By, you know, my biggest enemy is to chuck it. Well, you could just whip that ball, you know, like a football field. And that dog powers off at 100 miles an hour to go get that ball, slams on the brakes, okay, picks the ball, spins, and then comes back power driven back to you. And how many times do you think they can do that before something's going to go wrong? You know, blow the ACL, hurt the hips, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I always tell everybody, whatever you do for the dog, if you can do it exactly as they're doing it, then do it. Okay, 10 to 1, mm-hmm. you're going to quit after 2. I don't care how good a shape you're in. But to actually mimic what the dog is doing, that just blast it out of a cannon, you know, sprint. You know what I mean? That's hard, and it's hard on your joints. Yeah. And then stopping it, you know, slamming on the brakes to pick that ball up, and then spinning. And so I tell everybody to throw the balls away. And just use stuff that you can lob out to go get it. I'm lazy as far as all my dogs learn, pick it up. I would lob something and say, get it. And then I'd say, pick it up. I'm going to hurry up, pick it up. Then bring it here. So I taught them, get it, pick it up, bring it here. Okay? And so then pretty soon I would just drop things around the house and I'd just point, pick it up here. And so they'd pick it up for me and bring it here. I didn't. You know what I mean? I'm just doing it for them, mental, you know, type thing. But I could point at anything. If I dropped anything, all I have to do is say, pick it up. And they'd pick it up, you know, a pencil, whatever type thing. I didn't have to bend to pick nothing up when I had my dogs because they would do it for me because that's what our game was. And I was utilizing them. They had a job. I didn't, some of them are probably, man, mom, you're awful klutzy. You sure drop a lot of crap. But I was basically doing it for their mind because then all of a sudden, where's the dogs? They're sleeping because I mentally drained them. I utilized them. You know what I mean? I gave them something to do, and it helped me out at the same time.
I love it.
Okay.
That's fabulous. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Anything else?
No, thank you so much.
You
really
betcha.
Appreciate it.
Okay, kiddo. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, you got a question? Give a holler. 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. We're going to go on to the top of the break here. When you come back, we're also going to, I'm going to talk about boarding your dog and training. Board and training. I could have been a gazillionaire doing this, but I want to sleep at night. And so that's why I want to discuss board and train with you. So hopefully you'll stay with the show. And then what else are we going to do here? Okay, if you were standing directly on the Arctic on Antarctica South Pole facing north, which direction would you travel if you took one step backwards? So you're on Antarctica South Pole facing north. Which direction would you travel if you took one step backwards? We'll be back.